Pod Culture, episode 350, A New Fight to Finish, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture.
Hello, this is Sylvester McCoy, the 7th Doctor Who. You're listening to Pod Culture.
Stand back, everyone. Nothing here to see. Just imminent geeking. And in the middle of it, me. We're back with Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And what was that?
I liked
that
it.
That was not okay. Bad. That's good.
I guess on me. I have my book, please.
There you go.
You're positively primeval.
Why?
Oh, wait a minute. We'll get into primeval later on. Oh, so what has everyone been up to, Mr. Glenn?
Well, Carly has me trying to mess around with Tumblr a little bit.
Ah, yes. With Tumblr? Yeah, very much so.
It's kind of...
I'm a frequenter of Tumblr.
Really? Yes. Yeah. I'm just now getting into it. I started a page and then didn't do anything with it. I've been really busy with work. And
it could be addicting. Addictive.
And, yeah, Carly's really into it. Yeah. And I was like, well, what can I do? And I stumbled across some magazines, some Guyver magazines that Mike Bartley sent to me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can scan those and put them on the website. I'm a big fan of Guyver the anime.
Yep. You actually still have Guyver.com?
I still have Guyver.com. And I was like, I haven't updated that in forever, and I've got these magazines he gave me, and I'm going to scan them in and put them up. And I was like, oh, I don't have my FTP program on this computer. And then I went and downloaded one, and then I was like, oh, and I don't remember my settings, and blah, blah, blah. And I
Core
was just
FTP
like,
Lite, man.
Yeah, I think that might have been the one I downloaded.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's great.
I used to use Cute FTP.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of that one too.
Yeah. Yep.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I can't do this. I don't want to have to bother with that. What am I going to do? So I was like, oh, Tumblr. It's like a blog type thing. And most of the things I'm putting on Guyver.com are pictures of collectibles and things anyway. So I was like, I won't have to worry about designing any pages or anything. I'll just put it up on Tumblr. So that's what I've been doing the last couple of days.
Cool.
I actually brought in my box set of the DVDs and scanned all the covers in and scanned all the little booklets and things.
Nice.
And some other little promo things I had.
Well done.
I have a whole bunch of other Guyver pictures and files and things and other collectibles I didn't take photos of and stuff. And so I haven't done it yet, but I intend to. My Tumblr is BioBooster. Because it's Bio Booster Armor Guyver.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So it's kind of like a full body Witchblade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Alien, too. So it's Bio Booster on Tumblr, but I'm going to point Guyver.com to the Tumblr page.
Cool.
There you go.
And just abandon my old 2006 web page. It's pretty dated.
Made on the Insight BB stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on my Insight.
Ow.
Yeah, it was on my. Insight.
I had a Geo
space.
Page at one time. Or GeoCities.
GeoCities.
Page was.
May it rest in peace.
Yeah.
And stay there.
Aw, I did a good job.
But it's kind of neat, you know, tagging the stuff and seeing people. I'll put it up and I'm like, oh, there's already people following it, reblogging and stuff. And I can see actively on there right now. It's like, oh, I'm getting a little feedback, which I didn't really get from the old
site. That's cool.
You know, except maybe an email every couple of years, you know. So that's been my new thing. With the recent turn of events, I've decided that for my blood pressure, I will forego any more political reading or discourse.
For a while, yeah.
And I figured I would try to throw myself into one of my fandoms.
There you go.
There you go.
So
at least for the next couple of years.
Yeah, at least the next two. You can't forget about the off years. You know, you got to get good local people in. But yeah, so that's my thing. So right now I'm Guyver, so Guyver.com or BioBooster on Tumblr.
And you put a link on the post to the Facebook page too.
Yeah, I have to do that. And everybody check out the Facebook page because I know there's more listeners than we have following us on Facebook. So you gotta follow
us on
Facebook.
Down.
Yep.
We post stuff on there every once in a while. So
yep. Yeah, you two and Adam have been posting a fair amount of stuff
every
up
once
there.
A while, yeah.
I posted a shirt that I found.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, speaking of Adam, what have you been up to, dude?
Seeing some good movies lately. Kind of taking a break from the running and all that stuff. I've
Keeping
seen to
yourself
have,
a rest.
Yeah, I seem to have injured my foot.
Well,
again?
During?
Oh wait, was that your knee that was?
No, it was my knee. That was giving me problems, and what eventually happened? Worked that out. I think it was during the Tough Mudder. I did something to one of the tendons in my foot.
It's called ice water and running after that.
I'm so sorry.
So I've got to lay off it for, you know, a little while.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah. Sister's orders because she's a physical therapist.
And
so,
she'll kick your ass.
Well,
she'll try.
Maybe.
she knows your weak point.
Yeah, she does.
He's a dude, Nard.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like the big boy.
Yeah.
That's easy, though.
Let's see. What else have I been doing? Playing video games? Halo 4. Dishonored. Still playing XCOM every once in a while. Civilization 5. Still? Nice. Yes.
Did you download the expansion of that? Or did you get that?
No. It's still $20, and I don't know.
It'll pop up on Steam cheap.
Yeah, and that's what it is on Steam. It's like $20, and so I'm sure they'll have a sale at some point. So
the holidays are coming.
Yeah, so I'm perfectly content playing the core game right now. So that's fine with me.
I've got it. I haven't played it yet.
I'm gonna have to check it out because it's something I would like.
It's I think you would.
Building an empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Not a whole lot. Kind of getting stuff in order for next year's adventures.
I'm excited for you.
So that'll be pretty cool.
You got anything going on with Red Bull that you go up and do the orbital skydive thing?
Not that I can talk about. No,
I would skydive. Yeah. I would so do it.
No.
Why jump out of a perfectly good airplane? Because
you can. Why not?
That's actually on the list.
As long as you've got somebody with you that knows what they're doing, as long as I'm strapped to a professional, I would do it.
Yeah. That's on the list.
Yeah.
Along with the Bahamas.
Nice.
And
vacationing or scubaing?
Scubaing.
Okay.
It's vacationing.
Well, but scubaing. I mean like for strictly vacation or for scuba.
It's mainly for scubaing. Yeah.
I know that's not a word. I'm sorry.
It is now. and some other stuff. So that'll be
wonderful.
That'll be exciting, and also got something going on the side that I don't want to quite jinx. So let's just hope that goes well.
I'm crossing my fingers. I'm telling you.
Oh, that okay. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm crossing my fingers and toes.
We'll see.
It's before you got here, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina, what have you been up to?
I'm avoiding a freak out. Because as of recording, this time a week from now, we'll be in Cleveland. Bad. And I'll be helping my mother avoid a freak out.
Well, at least on our way to Cleveland.
No, because if we're getting off at noon, it's not going to take us 9 hours to get there. But I'm trying to make lists so I can take things in chunks so that I'm not freaking out Thursday night.
Which you'll do anyway.
No. See, I'm a list maker. I like to make lists and cross things off lists, and I'll have everything packed by Wednesday. Like, once the laundry's done, everything goes into the bag and stays there until I get off the plane. But other than that, listening to some music and watching a show that I'm addicted to.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Addicted, yeah. Nice.
I mainlining it, no pun intended. Let's see, playing some games, watching some television. That's about it. Just getting ready for my trip.
Oh, as for me, not up to a whole lot. Have done some computer upgrades. I now have just about everything running on Windows 8, which surprisingly, after you get get it tweaked fairly well and get a program called Start 8 from Stardock, boom, everything's fine. I'm cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and it's really not that bad. Been doing some hard drive upgrades. So I got SSD in the studio rig now and
Excellent. And
the laptop. And man, especially with the laptop, since that's a Core i5 machine, it screams.
Nice.
Yeah.
All I hear is wah, wah,
wah, wah. I've been looking at getting one too,
yeah.
Or at least maybe a hybrid drive. But yeah, maybe. We'll see.
And actually, I did a RAM upgrade in it too. They had a sale at Best Buy,
nice.
And I got a 4 gig stick for like $8 after my.
Holy,
it was on sale, and then I had like a reward zone certificate that I did in.
It was on sale for like $20, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was $20, $25, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was fairly. I'm like, oh, okay. Had to take out a 2 gig stick, but it's all right.
Yeah.
So now my laptop is now more powerful than the studio rig, which is kind of scary in some ways. But other than that, not up to a whole heck of a lot trying to digest our podcasting repast. So
it was tasty.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the geeking.
Yes.
All right.
Agreed.
Break out the Doritos, crack open a Mountain Dew. We're back with a special edition of Game Chatter.
Don't do it.
What do you mean, don't do it?
Can you not open the Doritos until after I go to bed?
You cannot stand the smell of Doritos.
I can't. I can't take it. Oh. I really can't.
I haven't had a Dorito in a long time.
I blame my sister.
That's okay.
You can take them home with you.
I'm not fiending for
it. Take them home with you, please.
give me a smooch, sweetie.
Oh, my God. You would end up with...
No.
You would end up with vinegar, malt vinegar, everywhere. Because he doesn't like vinegar the way I don't like Doritos.
It's some nasty stuff. But, very special game chatter. Big game came out.
Big game.
Halo 4.
Yes.
Did either of you stand in line at midnight?
No.
Fuck no.
No. First of all, it was a little chilly. And second of all, I was just tired, and I didn't want to deal with it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
So I went ahead and I took the day off.
Good for you.
From work. And good. I took that Tuesday, took off, Election Day, took off. For Election Day, sure, why not? It had nothing to do with
the... It's my civic duty to play some Halo.
Exactly. And I went ahead and took Wednesday off as well.
Good man.
Because I knew I'd be playing. So I went ahead and just picked it up in the morning after I voted as my reward.
Good.
So yes. Basically popped it in right when I got home and stayed on the couch until that evening. I did take a break to go call bingo for the old folks.
Oh, so, with your lovely announcer voice.
Yes. And, you know, I hope they appreciated it because the galaxy was at stake. You know, so, but yes, I did get a compliment from one of the more prolific, older kind of radio talents in here in Louisville, who is now the assisted living place where I call bingo.
I love that.
He seemed like he was impressed with my voice, my diction, and
you
so,
do have good radio so, voice.
Why, thank you.
I'm trying to think who that would be.
Milton Metz.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So, he lives there now, and he's hilarious. Oh my gosh,
he is.
I can't call him. Can't call him Mr. Metz. It is Milton. It's like my name's Milton, or Your Majesty. It's very funny. He's a trip. But anyway, back to the game. This game takes place about 4 years,
give or take, yeah.
After the events of Halo 3, the ending events of Halo 3, when the Forward Unto Dawn is split in half by the...
And shot through a wormhole.
By the wormhole, yeah. And left basically on the other side of the galaxy, I guess. Something happens upon the Forward Unto Dawn remnants where Master Chief and Cortana are just kind of hanging out. Cortana slowly. Yeah. Cortana's awesome. Especially in this game. She's slowly thinking herself to death, basically, because an AI only has like seven years
and she's on year eight.
She's on year eight. And they can basically, they go into what's called rampancy, where their personality starts to split, and they like she says in the game, she basically starts to think herself to death.
Like having 100 arguments with yourself,
yeah,
or something,
something like that.
Like like the Dr. Donna,
kind of,
maybe, yeah.
That could be an analogy, yeah. So this thing comes along, and it happens to be the Covenant finds the ship, and so you're aroused from this 4 year hibernation. Your Master Chief is aroused from the 4 year hibernation, and
I mean, he's woke up. He's not aroused.
Well, he's awakened.
Okay. He's gentleman.
He's roused. Whatever. I'm using it in the older sense. Anyway, whatever.
Walkway bread.
Juvenile. No.
Preach.
Oh. anyway, so you got to get the weapons, you know, up and running and fight off the Covenant. And in this whole thing, it is revealed that there's something else now that has awoken. How far into it are you?
Not all that far.
Okay.
As Ashley would say, because he's slow and sad.
Yeah, true.
I have to take the place of Ashley and say, because you're slow and sad.
Yeah, but I could actually beat your ass in Halo.
Me?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, yeah, but since I'm taking the place of Ashley, I'm taking on her characteristics of being
so
awesome.
So, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, no. Mm-hmm. And not too many people that probably could whip her ass in Halo. But no, little past the first warp that you got to go through with the cartographer.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
Still pretty
so you're on that. You're on Requiem.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I
okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you basically find this, you come across this huge, it's basically a planet ship. Think like
Dyson Sphere.
The Dyson Sphere kind of thing, but with an artificial planet inside. It's really kind of, it's a weird kind of two-layered kind
of
thing.
There was an episode of Invader Zim like that.
Yeah. Huh.
Where it was planets that were, you flew them and fought them.
Oh, wow.
Fought with them.
Cool. So it's I went ahead and I kind of beat it already.
But that's okay.
Because it was basically like a good book.
He got sucked in.
And I really did get sucked in. I was like, oh, I got to get to this next part. And then I was like, oh, this is too good. I got to get to this next part. And everything was so well, it pushes you forward, I guess, so well in the story and in the characters. There seems like there's a lot more depth to these characters in this. There's a much more interesting relationship between the Master Chief and Cortana that just is kind of, it kind of brings a tear to your eye, like at least to me, like later on in the story. It was very sweet and kind of emotional. 343 did a great job taking up the mantle of this.
Yeah, when you had heard that Bungie wasn't going to be doing Halo 4.
I was kind of worried.
Yeah, but man, they've
proven themselves.
It was amazing because it plays. I'm not near far in it. You beat it, but the gameplay just pick up the controller and start playing. It's Halo.
It is Halo. It is that feel that scheme of the controller that is just so familiar. If you play the other games, you just get right into it. There are some subtle, just tiny differences, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same. The graphics are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It is very.
It looks
pretty.
Better than Reach.
He gets nervous when I watch him play, so I kind of had to look, peek out of the corner of my eye because I do enjoy the art.
Yeah.
Games and I love the soundtracks and I like the art, mm-hmm. and even though I'm not a console gamer, and it looked beautiful and it sounded beautiful. I mean, just the soundtrack that I heard sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, the choral part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Which I like. There's that Halo.
It wasn't the classic theme though. It didn't seem like it was. It kind of had some of the undertones in it, and that may be because of the changing trilogy.
Yeah.
Because this is a whole other trilogy that they've started called the Forerunner Saga or
something like
that. No, the Reclaimer Trilogy.
Okay.
And so it could be they want, new.
A new
theme kind of thing. Yeah. Their own stamp, I guess. 343 stamp.
I think I like the original theme
a
bit better.
Well, because it's grown and it's so iconic now. This one didn't seem to have that catchy, recognizable kind of tones.
Yeah,
and in my head, I compare everything to Doctor Who. I have to stop doing that. But like how all the companions have a different theme.
Yeah,
and sometimes you like them and sometimes you don't, and they all kind of have to have their own stamp.
Yeah. So and this is not without its flaws. It is a little short. On the campaign, the single player side.
Yeah, if you beat it in a single day.
Is that because they're trying to angle more towards multiplayer?
I think it's because they may have focused more on it, and I think they also focused more on, I think it's called like the Spartan Ops.
Yeah, Spartan Ops.
Which is kind of an offshoot story.
Mm-hmm.
A single player, well, it could be multiplayer as well, because you can join up. But it's more of an episodic kind of thing where they release different episodes, or there are different seasons of missions that you download that kind of progress a kind of an offshoot story that kind of happens a little bit in the future.
Neat.
With your own Spartan.
Yeah.
You're not Master Chief. You are your own character.
And more of a reach along almost, with, maybe a little bit?
Kind of, yes. Not so much like team-based, I guess, unless you're playing with other people.
Yeah.
But there are other Spartans. You're a part of, I think it's like Crimson Group. And there are characters that, you know, that talk to you that you kind of, I guess, virtually compete with, that are a part of some really cool CGI cutscenes that are pretty spectacular. They did a lot of good pre-rendered CGI, like a la Final Fantasy kind style, World of Warcraft kind of things. Just in the opening of the game, you see Wolsey and you know, her explanation of the Spartan Project and why it was made, and because she's kind of being interrogated a little bit. That's that type of CGI, which is pretty impressive.
It was you still had a little bit of the Uncanny Valley.
Just a little bit, but yeah.
They're not quite there to look in.
No, but it's still pretty impressive. It's
friggin' really sweet.
I have a question. Voice actor-wise, is there anybody we would recognize? Because I know in the one game,
Halo Nathan, 3 had Julie Benz, I think.
Didn't you have Nathan and
Reach, I think.
Alan.
Oh, yeah, in ODST, there was Nathan.
I just wondered if there was anybody like that in this one.
No, well, not so many, not so much in the ways of recognizable names, but, you know, they have the original Master Chief, voice Master Chief, the very iconic voice of Cortana.
She's beautiful.
She's amazing. Like,
yeah, the detail they've done with her
look. Oh, yeah, they've changed her look. I mean, she's quite a bit different than her original look, of course. Yeah, she's a lot more blue.
Is that because of a degradation?
No,
it's because graphics got better.
Better, and they've I guess each team has kind of added their own take on her.
Cool.
Her body, she's a lot more womanly in this one. She's not like the supermodel, you know, like
Wayfish.
Anorexic kind of. She's very.
She got curves.
She's very human looking. She's got a nice body. Geek boy got a hold of her. She's got a nice body. It's right there. You know. I mean, it's not like she's wearing clothes.
She's got a healthy stack.
She's got some good code.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's sharp.
Nerd jokes.
My boys.
Yeah, I mean, gameplay wise, it feels dead on like the other Halo games.
Got some new weapons,
Some
freaky weapons. There's a new race that or new enemy basically that you encounter. In addition to the Covenant, which apparently are bad again. Not entirely sure what happened between, you know, the events of Halo 3 that you know, you were kind of working. There was an uneasy alliance.
I thought we had a truce.
Yeah, there was an uneasy alliance in Halo 3 between the humans and the Covenant. And something happened within those 4 years that kind of broke that apart.
Yeah, apparently the grunts lost their sense of humor.
Yeah, and they lost, like, they look different. I wasn't entirely thrilled with their new look, and they just didn't sound the same.
Aww.
Anymore. I did have some issues with some of the sound effects. The weapons don't, some of the weapons don't sound meaty enough as far as giving you that oomph, that bass.
There's not enough gravity to it.
Yeah, exactly. Not enough gravity to some of these rifles. The pistol is great. It seems like it's back to its old self. The Spartan, you know, Magnum.
I miss dual wielding.
He
was talking about that the other day. He's like, oh man.
And that was cool. I didn't miss it so much. It was a neat, you know, aspect to Was it 2 and 3 that did that?
Yeah, I think.
Or was it just 2?
Maybe been just 2. But, I mean, I loved it because you get a plasma pistol and a needler.
Yeah.
You charge up a shot on there and drop the shield and then just
bam, bam.
Take them off with the like the SMG or something or the needler or whatever.
Love the needler, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and it's, you know, it's I don't think it's changed, you know, in this one. It's pretty nice.
It is sweet.
So you have the enemies that you're fighting are the Prometheans, and they end up having an interesting backstory, which is kind of cool. You end up kind of getting instead of the Flood is kind of your main enemy. It seems like they've introduced a new character now.
The Flood are scary. That
is pretty awesome looking.
One of the biggest nitpicks I had about the game really isn't with the game itself.
Yeah.
It's with the packaging. There's no freaking manual in this.
Oh,
thing.
Whatever. You really look at the manual.
No.
Really?
A little bit.
Really?
Because I want to know about...
He's a button masher.
Yeah, I'm a button masher. But I like to know about some of the enemies.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get through that first mission, and I guess the first Promethean just jumps out of nowhere and scares the shit out of you. Holy fuck! You know, the blue Ghost Rider looking face. Yeah. Scared the piss out of me.
Good. Just, that's
I don't
what
know where you walk along. It's like a nice
that's what a game is supposed to do.
Yeah. Holy fuck! You know, the thing just drops out of nowhere at you.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I would have kind of liked to known about this other ace.
Yeah.
But then that would ruin the fun of the game.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say when it's going to show up.
But still. Like,
yeah. So I had to, you know, replace the little manual. I bought the official game guide.
When he told me he was ordering the game guide.
So, okay. Sorry.
I'm thinking like, okay, this little bitty thin book. And then this like.
It's a freaking phone book.
No, well, not quite.
It's pretty, wow.
It's like a...
inch and a half
It's thick. Like a trade paperback.
That's crazy for as short of a game as it is that it would have... Maybe there's a lot of multiplayer strategies in it or something.
He doesn't know. He hasn't opened it yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's still string wrapped.
I was going to say that... game of the day. So you haven't met the bad, the big bad.
I've had the little... You know, gotten
their, the Prometheans.
They're like the little dog.
We've seen them.
Creatures or whatever come after you. I ask, and then there's the little teleporting baddie that is a bitch to hit.
They had a behind the scenes thing on Xbox where they talked about the new animation of the baddies.
Yeah,
and the weapons that harm them and how that happens and how they explained how they. How
technology
and that was really cool, stuff, especially for somebody like me who has no really idea about the Halo universe because I don't watch him play, so I really don't.
Yeah,
you know, so that was pretty cool. Yeah.
And I like this one because I was never a fan of the Flood. I kind of hated the Flood, and it's the way they were designed, just the feel, the look. I did not care for them at all. I like the Prometheans as the bad guys is so much better. I'm liking the new big bad a lot better as well because it's a singular dude. You know, it's more of a one-on-one thing, I guess. And you'll get to that. And so
I'll be up late tonight.
Don't be up too late. We have to go places tomorrow.
Yeah. It seems like there's more of a cohesive story, maybe, because the original Halo, it kind of went in some weird directions. It took some weird kind of story paths that made me say, what? Okay, whatever. Fine, I'll accept that. But this is more, I don't know, it flows a little better. It makes a little bit more sense.
Well, you don't have that cutting back and forth like in, I think it was 3?
Between the Arbiter?
Yeah,
I love the Arbiter.
Or was that 3? Doggone it. I'm getting those confused now. That's not a good sign.
in the first trilogy.
Yeah. I think that was 2. Ah, damn it. what was I saying? I don't even know. Okay.
Cohesiveness.
The story, there are a lot that the characters are cool. If you haven't seen the Forward Unto Dawn live action web series, I'd highly recommend
I just like the sound of that. It sounds like a Walt Whitman poem, and I like it.
It's awesome. And then there's kind of a there is kind of a poem, a mantra that they have at the Academy that kind of that incorporates that. That's pretty cool.
Is it like the, we are the watchers on the wall?
It's something. Well, no. It's something like that. Oh, I forgot what it is. I looked it up the other day, and it was really neat.
Your assignment for the next Pod Culture Open is to
find that
the mic check.
Okay.
Your next
All
mic
right.
check.
All right. I can do that. But it's very cool. It looks like it's got great production value to it. Great special effects. The Master Chief makes an appearance. It's all about these cadets at this academy. Not entirely sure where, like on what planet, but, it leads up into and kind of explains one of the characters that you run into in Halo 4.
Cool.
So, and why he knows Master Chief, and that's really neat.
It had a very BSG kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of the quick, kind of dirty, handheld, quick, like, whip and zoom kind of panning to it. Mm-hmm. The CGI, just the rough grittiness of it.
Some of the lighting, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, with the live action stuff.
Yeah. Really, toward the end, really, the action sequences too are just
I've only
amazing.
Seen a couple. I haven't caught them all yet.
Yeah. I highly recommend seeing that.
Yeah, and that's one thing this time I do regret about not getting the special edition, because there was only like the regular and then the Uber.
Because there's usually like a three tier.
Yeah. There's usually, you know, your stock game, which is $60.
Yeah.
And then there's like in $70-$80 one that's got a couple of extras and then maybe an extra DVD of behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the $100 one. Here it was just the basic game and then the Uber edition. I'm like, I'm not gonna pay $100 for it. I don't mind $10 or $20 if there's a couple of cool extras and, you know,
or a statue or something.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
You know, I don't mind a little bit paying a little bit more for some extras, but not close to twice as much for the game. I just could not bring myself to that.
Yeah.
So I just got the basic edition.
I did as well.
But the collector's edition had a DVD of Forward Unto Dawn.
Oh, nice.
Dear game makers, for people who do not want to actually play the game, or people that have already played the game and just want to hear the story again, can you take all the cutscenes and the general... the clips that the animation that tells the story
that moves the story along, yeah,
and put it all together, mm-hmm, like a little movie, and put that out.
Some games
there's probably something like that on YouTube,
because I'd buy that, because I would let, because the story of the whole thing sounds interesting to me, but I don't want to have to play through, mm-hmm, in, you know, four entire games,
right,
to get the story. I want to be able to hear this, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there are books.
But I want to be able to appreciate the beautiful animation that they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some nice stuff, and I do like how some games do that. After you clear a stage, you can go back and watch it.
Watch
it
what
unlocks,
you've done.
Yeah.
Right.
The cinematic or whatever. Yeah.
Right. See, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But, the only thing I've got is some minor gripes with, like, some of the on-screen graphics that are all the same color. So when it pops up, there's a very, at least far as I are most aware I have been so far in the game, there's a very cold feel to it.
Yeah.
So
it's
lots
very
of blues,
very terminal,
yeah,
text kind of.
Right. And the coloring of the scenery in a lot of things is that very similar. So there's not a lot of contrast between the text on the screen.
Maybe it's just our TV wonky.
No, okay. It's not the TV.
Mm. Okay, no, okay.
No, and very little contrast between the scenery and the graphics on screen.
That's gotta be hard.
So it makes it a little more difficult to read. And most games, when it says hit X to whatever, or A to whatever, or Y to whatever, it also colors the button. So it shows, you know, whatever color the that particular button is.
Oh, right.
This, they're all the same color. You know, it's that same blue text.
You just have to know your buttons.
Well, yeah, and that's fine, which I do. But, you know, when there's not that much of a contrast between the text and something that's a little hard to read, that color cue would have been nice to see.
Mm-hmm. What was the Dead Rising? You couldn't play because the text was so small.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Dead Rising. That was pre-HDTV.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's little things like that that make a game, you know, like, instead of getting a 99% grade, you'll give it a 92. You know, like, little things like that that would take away from a game.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm satisfied with it. I'm going to play some more tonight. I like it.
I'm sorry about the grunts, because I know they're, like, your favorite thing.
God. Yeah, it's kind of like they were... It started out, you know, first one, they're kind of gibberish. And then, was it the second one, they kind of started to speak English. And then they went back to gibberish. And then it seems like they didn't know what to do.
My God, some of them, though, just the lines would just pop up randomly.
You killed my friend!
Hilarious.
And
they were the funniest thing.
Especially if you're listening in, like, surround sound.
Yeah.
Because you'll hear, like, the grunts coming.
Run for your life!
It's the demon or whatever that they were calling the Master Chief.
Yeah.
The Predator.
Oh, it is just freaking hysterical.
Very good.
The grunts are hysterical. I do like how they kept some of the skull
things that you can do. The activations that you can do, like the birthday party when you get a headshot on a grunt.
Birthday party on the grunt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The confetti pops out of their head.
Oh, my God.
And you hear these kids go, yeah. Oh my God. Every headshot you get on a grunt.
Oh my God.
Hilarious. I'm going back through the game on Legendary, just kind of unlock the
there's another scene,
secret kind of ending scene when you beat it. I know what it is, but I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have that skull turned on where, you know, you birthday party confetti pops out of their head.
Oh my God.
It's freaking hysterical.
Yay!
It's great. And there's a scene in it later on in the game where Conan O'Brien, late night talk show, makes an appearance.
No way.
His voice, anyway.
Cool.
Voice acting when you're in the Infinity, the ginormous UNSC ship.
Mm-hmm.
That you end up catching up with, you're on that, and you're good. You get ready to go out on a mission, and if you go to this one place in the corner, there are these two guards that are just kind of standing beside some crates, and the dialogue that they have is hilarious.
I love it.
It's absolutely priceless. And they did one of the episodes of Conan. They did a segment on, you know, him actually recording the lines and having this, you know, having the banter and stuff. And
should have been Craig Ferguson. Damn it.
It's just very funny. And they really should have had Craig Ferguson on there at some point. That would have been great.
Thank you so much.
But very funny stuff.
But kind of harkening back to the Alan and Nathan.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The game.
It's like, this is a sweet union gig, you know, just standing here guarding these crates. It's like, we don't have to do anything. We're just standing here. Talking about area rugs and stuff. It's great. It's great.
That messed up.
Very funny.
I like it.
So, yeah, I give it a minus, maybe.
Yeah. It could have been longer. But it's I am anxious and eager to see where they're going to take this.
Cool.
Especially after the ending. It's just cool. I mean, the world, the ships, the characters that inhabit this world are just so cool. And they've established such a cool property here that I'm just loving it. I'm just eating it up. It's great.
Yep. And mad props to 343 Studios.
Yes.
Our Industries.
343 Industries, yeah. Because they did good. Good on Master Chief, yeah.
Keep it up.
Yep.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show right after this.
I gotta do. It's not like I'm desperate to put my junk on you. I'm just sick of losing and dying all the time. Teabagging, cause I'm killed by little kids. I get so frustrated cause I can never win. So when I finally kill one, I want them to never forget. I've only got a moment for this embrace, when you can see me squatting on your stupid little face. And I know that you're responding time, but for now your carcass is on mine. I'm ignoring all the rifle fire on my head. If I can cop a victory squat, then it's cool if I am dead, because I know in a few seconds you'll find me again. Then I'll be getting teabagged. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Teabagging. It's not like I am proud, it's just a result of not running with the crowd. I remember controllers with less buttons than my TV remote. Teabagging. Not like when I was young, back in the day we just played and played for fun. Now it's cussing and yelling, sniping your fellow man. I've only got a moment for this embrace, when you can see me squatting on your stupid little face. And I know that you're responding time, but for now your carcass is on mine. I'm ignoring all the rifle fire on my head. If I can cop a victory squat, then it's cool if I am dead, because I know in a few seconds you'll find me again. Then I'll be getting teabagged. Oh, oh, oh yeah. The world is getting teabagged. The universe is teabagged. It's a planetary teabag. Metaphysically teabagged. Teabagging. It's what I gotta do. It's not like I'm desperate to put my junk on you. It's not my invention. It's more just a sign of the times.
It is time to charge the geek batteries with a little geek cuisine. And Christina, you found this one.
At Target. They are the Target brand Market Pantry. Limited time only, gingerbread cheesecake cream sandwich cookies. They're like Oreos, but with gingerbread and cheesecake. And if I can say, they smell like cake frosting.
They look like miniature moon pies.
And, yeah, on the outside, they look like they're going to be fluffy. Like on the box, they look like they're going to be squishy like cake.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're solid like a ginger snap, which I like those too. So I can't complain.
That's a really bad series of movies.
Ginger snap?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, ask. I think you did it as a guilty pleasure once.
So. Are we too young for that? I think we're too young for that.
No, it's not that old.
Not ringing the bell.
I have to do it this way. I can't butt into it. I have
must,
to take it apart.
Must separate.
Yeah.
Not bad. Definitely ginger aftertaste. It kind of kicks in.
They need milk. They need a glass of milk.
Yeah, I can...
It's better than that damn crystallized, uncrystallized candy ginger.
Ooh,
like a Band-Aid.
Ooh, these are like ginger snaps.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they got a bit of a, for a cookie, they got a ginger kick to them.
Yeah, they've got an interesting, like, it's very processed aftertaste to them, though.
But
that's probably the filling.
That might be it. Yeah, not bad. I wouldn't eat a whole box of them, or probably more than three.
I could not eat three. I could not eat more than a couple at a time, but I could probably eat the whole box over a period of time.
Well, I see the word cheesecake on there, and I had real high hopes for the filling.
Yeah.
And the filling's okay.
No, it's okay.
But it's not like, wow, this is cheesecake. Yeah. You know? I mean, maybe it's because the ginger is a good, strong, you know, maybe it's, you know, kind of mask.
They also had a pumpkin one too, but I spared Adam the pumpkin.
My taste
misery.
Buds, thank you.
Yes. So we decided.
I was so disappointed because after the damn hibiscus flowers,
he's eaten more than a few pumpkin things for us.
But see, the ones that taste bad are the funnier ones, so we could have all reveled in his
misery.
But Brad did almost die on the hibiscus one, so you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But Brad is also a drama queen. Not that I don't love you, but you're also a drama queen. Save the drama for your mama. Because she'll kick your butt.
No kidding.
So, thumbs kind of up, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah,
I'll eat it. I'll eat the whole thing.
They need a glass of milk is what they need.
Yeah, they don't suck.
Mm-hmm. Hell with the milk. I got game fuel.
I love gingerbread. I mean, ginger snaps. I used to like to dip them in milk.
Yeah, not bad.
This is a good...
Christina, you're welcome to the rest of the box.
I'm sure, but...
Or next TARDIS Interruptus, give them to Richard.
Leave Richard alone. You're so mean. This from the guy who ate the entire box of milk duds in a go. Mm-hmm. And how many half cans of Game Fuel?
3/4.
So don't pick on Richard.
It's so much fun, though.
Yeah, these are pretty good. They're a little rich. I mean, like you said, I couldn't eat more than a couple of them, probably.
It's an interesting combination of flavors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they do have a nice ginger burn on the tongue.
If you like ginger, I'm pretty sure you'll like these.
You big ginge.
But I've got to interrupt this... to say the Milky Way candy apple.
We looked.
Are you still looking?
We looked.
I've looked for them. I can't find them.
I can't find them. I've looked everywhere.
I'm so sad.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I did some damage on the leftovers.
He ate the rest of the bag. Don't say did any damage because I didn't have any of the rest of that bag.
Isn't that not some damage?
A lot of some, yeah.
I've looked in Kroger's. I've looked in Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, usually after the holidays, it's a good couple of weeks before the food stuff part of it is picked over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not that I don't love candy corn, because I do, and Brock's pumpkins, because I do, but that's the only thing left. Like, that's the only Halloween candy I've seen left, because I was hoping to find some weird stuff for Geek Cuisine, too. Mm-hmm. Not a darn thing at Target. Except candy corn and little candy, which are fine because they're good. But I was so hoping to find more stuff.
I went to Target after Halloween, and there was like 30% off or something, the candy or whatever. And I was like, this is great. I'm going to go find the one I'm looking for.
Buy a crap load.
You know,
right.
Glenn?
Yeah.
How bad do you want them?
Why are they?
Amazon?
They're on Amazon?
Yep. Really?
How much?
I thought about looking there.
Let's see. Looks to be anywhere between $5 and $9 a bag.
Holy crap!
Wow.
For one bag?
Yep.
I'd pay it.
He would do it.
Those were good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Those were pretty damn good.
Yep.
If I got free shipping.
Yeah. Are any of those Prime?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think I might do it. I really might do it.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated.
It's cooler out, so it's less likely to melt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can get there's a two thing on here, which Prime, $16.95. It's two of the big bags.
Oh, the big bags.
Let's see here. Let me. Yeah.
In trouble with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like fitting in.
Let's see. So West grabs So.
Or maybe I'd fill these out because these are kind of getting.
Oh. Well, you're all muscle now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lean.
So yeah, the ginger snaps or ginger. Cheesecake. What are they again, Christina?
He's got the box.
They are Market Pantry gingerbread cheesecake.
My, Christina, your voice has changed.
Yes, it has, Brad.
It was that ginger.
I always preferred Marianne myself.
That ginger puts hair on your chest.
Get out of my head.
And on that note.
Come on, sweetie.
What am I, Alan Scott? So thumbs up to the ginger cheesecake cookies.
Thumbs 75% up.
Yeah, send Glenn all the caramel, apple, Milky Way stuff that you can find. And we will be back with more of the show right after the Mind Bleach.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember,
Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3. Fuck. Hey, Christina, give me a mic check, please.
Hey, Brad. I've had a headache for so long I've named it Nina.
Oh, Adam.
May fortune guide your journey.
Glenn?
I've got nothing after that. I don't know.
I got nothing either, so we'll shut the hell up and get in the recording. Put a new shell on my controller.
It's shiny, literally. I like it. I feel bad about other one.
Yeah, the one I painted. Mm-hmm. And look really nice. I like the color. But after more than like 15, 20 minutes of gameplay, the paint would get tacky.
Oh.
Like right here. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
that is not conducive for gaming.
No.
Well, it made you grip the controller real good. But it started getting real dull and kind of weird textured along in there. So I'm like,
That's a shame. I'm sorry. You worked so hard on painting that green one.
Yeah, I wish I had found one of these for $5 like I did this one on freaking Amazon. I'd save myself a hell of a lot of time.
Well, at the time they didn't have it, and now you know how to do it and how not to do it. Yeah.
Through knowledge, victory, through unity, peace, honor, valor, allegiance, today, tomorrow, forever, together we rise, together we prevail, forward unto dawn. Did you see any of the Forward Unto Dawn series?
At least the first one or two.
And the cadets bunks, they've got this, like, it's a very cool, like, plaque, like, engraving above their beds.
Oh, wow. So they see it before they go to bed.
Wow. So just look at and
that's cool.
It's really neat.
Nazi zombies are like the Al-Qaeda of the zombie world. God, it was so, I wish I could have, like, interrupted Brad's playing Halo to play him that scene of them arguing about, you know, what the coolest shooting game was.